Luke chapter 14, reading verses 1 to 24. Jesus at a Pharisee's house. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. There in front of him was a man suffering from abnormal swelling of his body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. So taking hold of the man, he healed him and sent him on his way. Then he asked them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull it out?" And they had nothing to say. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honour at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honour, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this person your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honoured in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbours. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The parable of the great banquet. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.'" There is both great need and great wealth in the world. Those with the most covet more, and those with the least are often disregarded, generally treated as if they deserve to be poor, as they've not worked hard enough to pull themselves from that state. The current world is no different from Jesus' time in the disparity of the haves and the have-nots. There is, in a lot of quarters, an indifference to poverty. This Lent, we perhaps are each called to review what each of us might do to change that in our own spheres of influence. As I prepared today's reflection, I called to mind a quiet service I prepared many years ago on decisions. Although we may not have bought fields or oxen recently, we do have things in our life which prevent us from coming to the banquet. Of course, we need a balance, and sometimes the right answer to a request to do yet another job at church is no. However, we should always say yes to the invitation to join in with the feast. We sometimes talk of discernment, when we test whether it is God who is calling us. To help us with that discernment, I often think of using a coin as a visual aid. Take a coin and look at it. Select one side and think of the decisions you have in front of you at the moment. Looking at one side, think of the reasons for saying yes. Turn the coin over and looking at the other side, think of the reasons why you should say no. Remembering today's lesson, make sure they are valid reasons and not just excuses. The idea is not to toss the coin and make a random decision, but rather to use a time of quiet to pray and evaluate the choices you have, seeking God's guidance as you do so. Perhaps you could place the coin, either side up, in a prominent place, perhaps at the foot of a cross if you have one at home. This acts as both the first step of making a decision and as a symbol of placing the decision firmly before God. I've chosen as our hymn today from Singing the Faith, number 663, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.
Thank you.
We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. They all alike began to make excuses. Lord, help my decision-making today. In everything I do, may I seek your will for me. Let my decisions be based on my commitment to you and not on excuses so that I can do something I want to do more. Help me to see what are the fields and oxen in my life, those things which prevent me from coming to your feast. Loving God, we often face difficult choices. Sometimes it feels like every choice is a difficult one. Remind me that you are present in all of my decision making, prompting me to choose the paths that will keep me by your side. Lord, we do remember that you call all to your feast, and thank you for our own invitation. May you use us to be invitations to others, to share with us the good gifts you have given us in your creation here and now, and in the invitation to come to your eternal banquet. These things we ask in Jesus' all-powerful name. Amen.